Welcome back to Blueprint for Wealth. I'm Wayne Zell, and with me today is my special guest, Jay Reiner, a CPA in the Washington, D.C. metro area. Welcome, Jay. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's good to be here near the glass enclosed nerve center.
You're near it. You're not in it.
No, I'm not. I know I'm not.
But the governor's in there right now, so they won't let us in. We're pre-recording this, by the way, if you had any questions about that. Jay Reiner has more than 25 years of experience as an accountant. He's a tax advisor, and he also was a chief financial officer at one time. He works with small businesses, nonprofits, trusts and estates, families, individuals, to provide a range of tax and accounting services. He likes to say that he provides top-notch financial management expertise for small businesses. He evaluates their business practices and policies and gives them help with their organizational structuring and workflow efficiencies. He welcomes suggestions from his clients, and he gives them recommendations on ways to improve their operations and maximize their revenue. Now, Jay, you're not originally from this area, are you?
Nope. Actually, I'm a native New Yorker, Queens, born and bred.
That's about half of the Washington, D.C. metro area. So, but having being a native Washingtonian, I welcome you to Washington. You haven't been here that long. When did you get here?
No, actually, I moved to Virginia, Northern Virginia area, about 3.5 years ago. And checked my New York accent at the door when I arrived.
You're working on it. I still detect it.
Okay,
that
some Queen, people
that
do.
That Queens accent is still there, but that's okay.
What's it to you?
What brought you here?
Actually, it was a business proposition with some friends of ours that we were becoming partners with. Unfortunately, it's not on the table anymore, but we have made our lives here, so we remain in the area, and I'm going from there.
You recently moved to Arlington, I understand, right?
Yes, actually, we're living in an apartment in Roslyn that we've been in only for a week. So we're really brand spanking new to the area and haven't even scratched the surface of all the culture and everything going on.
Oh, it's a lot of fun. It's a great location for that. When did you start your business?
I've actually had the pleasure, if you will, of starting my business twice.
A serial entrepreneur?
Yes, I am. I actually started originally in New York in 1992. With a partner, had my practice there for about 15 years or so till we moved down here to Virginia, and then started my practice here again about a year and a half or so.
And how's it going right now?
So far, it's good. Actually, things are heading in a positive direction, which is always a good thing. I've spoken with a lot of people about that, and especially with the economy over the last couple of years, people say that as long as things are on the upswing and not either just plateaued or on the downswing, that it's a good thing. So I'm encouraged. I have a lot of stuff that's actually lined up for this coming tax season, so I'm stoked.
All right, it sounds great. Why did you start a new business? Why did you start the business?
Originally, I had been working for a bunch of different CPA firms back in New York, and quick story that I'll tell you about. I was working for one particular firm, and I got in trouble with one of the partners there who thought I was spending too much time talking with the bookkeeper. And I always thought that part of the thing about being in a service business is establishing rapport with your clients.
Right.
And that kind of stuck in my head for a time after that, after I had left that firm and was working in another firm. And then I decided I wanted to go out on my own, because one of the things that I really enjoy about being in practice for myself is the client contact and actually being able to communicate with clients and not just being a number cruncher.
Right. And I think people really appreciate that. I mean, one of the reasons I left big, giant law firm practice and went out on my own was for the very same reason, so that I could spend more time with my clients and really help them.
Yeah, and the clients definitely appreciate that. And, you know, taxes isn't something that people really like talking about or dealing with. And
Except for me. I love talking about it. We're going to talk about it today a little bit.
Yeah, and one of the things that my clients like is the fact that I try to have them learn stuff and have them understand what's going on, and also put them at ease a little bit when we're doing an intake of going through some 1040 stuff. So it's not quite cut and dried, or they're not feeling as nervous, or kind of put them at ease a little bit.
Make them feel comfortable by the end of the session, so that they don't feel like the big bad IRS is coming to get them.
Right.
Big brother.
Right. Or, you know, when they owe a big tax bill, I try not to have them feel too bad about it.
That's right, because they didn't pay in during the year. They got to pay the piper at some time, right?
Don't shoot the messenger.
So tell me a little bit about your business. Who are you representing? Who are you working with? Who are your ideal clients?
Well, I have a variety of different clients. I've got some nonprofit clients here in the area, small businesses, a bunch of different professionals, attorneys, dentists, social workers, real estate agents, real estate management. So it's a wide variety of clients.
Mm-hmm. And what would you say the biggest challenge you've faced in growing your business, particularly as a new business startup in the Washington, D.C. area in the last few years?
Mm-hmm. Well, my biggest challenge has been, as I call it, the new kid on the block syndrome. I've done a lot of networking and gone out to meet various people in different types of situations. And being the new kid on the block, I found that a lot of people already know a lot of CPAs, and it's up to me to make a good impression on people, that I can get some work, potentially some referrals from people, do an excellent job, that my name will get around and people go, oh yeah, Jay Reiner, he's terrific, I recommend him. And so that's kind of been a big challenge, is kind of breaking in to a new area.
How have you done that? I mean, what techniques have you used to break in and get to meet people and to network? What's your secret for building the network of individuals and businesses that you need in order to grow your business?
Well, fortunately for me, I say, and a lot of people say, I'm not your average CPA. So I have a personality, or
I'm a CPA. I have a personality.
Practicing CPAs, not practicing attorneys. So I'm not shy. And also having
a... You're an actor, aren't you? Right,
well, that was what I was going to say, is that one of my favorite extracurricular activities is community theater. So it helps me as far as communicating with people and not being shy, or getting out of my shell, which, as my wife would say, there is no shell. So,
what was the last show you were in?
I was actually... This was the Vienna Community Theater. It's been a couple of years already. I was the lead in Father of the Bride.
Oh,
so I was
sure.
The Father of the Bride.
Excellent. Well, congratulations
on
you. That.
Oh,
and that is
fun.
It's a great outlet. I've been doing that myself for many years. I haven't done it recently, but mm-hmm. I'd love to get out and do it again when I find some spare time.
Yes, I hope to get back to it at some point soon.
So the new kid on the block syndrome is something that you've faced and you're overcoming just by getting out there and being seen and meeting people and lunching with them and going to networking events and doing the best you can to network.
Yes, I've tried to actually refine my networking time and not to be in too many different places. I'm feeling, having gone to a lot of different places and met a lot of people who were just basically acquaintances who I really can't vouch for, I found that it's a lot better to focus in on a couple of different networking venues to really start building the relationships and saying, okay, rather than knowing 500 people who I barely know anything about, here's 75 people I know really well. So if I need to refer somebody to one of these people, I can do that with confidence. And the idea too is it's a two-way street. People get to know me, they get to see me on a regular basis, and get to know the job I've done and hear from other people. And it just sort of seems to build on itself. And I think part of it is doing the good job for people and having them feel that they've gotten a good bang for the buck, and that I know and empathize on their with their situation. And
that's really important. Yeah. I think the ability in a professional services industry, particularly, to have clients be able to refer you to other clients or to other professionals is absolutely key. It's critical to growing your business. I think you're doing it the right way. And I congratulate you on that.
Thank you. Yeah, warm referrals are definitely good. Are a lot better than just somebody finding you.
Absolutely. On the internet.
Yes.
Those to me are the most challenging clients, are the ones that are shopping over the internet.
Yes.
For attorneys or CPAs.
Although I do actually want to add, I actually got a new client this past week, and I asked him how he found me, and he went on Google and he Googled Northern Virginia's best CPA, and I said my name came up.
How did that happen?
So, right, exactly.
That's
but
great.
I was very flattered, and he seems to be, looks like he wants to have a long-term relationship with a CPA, seems to be a straight-up kind of guy. So that was very interesting.
Why do people need a CPA today? What would be your main reason to convince somebody to hire you as their accountant? And why do people need a CPA, a certified public accountant?
Well, being a fellow professional, my wife is also an attorney, and we're big believers in stick to what you know. Parallel, I have a dentist who's a client.
Mm-hmm.
I would not profess to anybody in this world that I know how to fill a cavity or do root canal.
Right.
I would never attempt to do this at home. And I think along the same lines is that people really don't know enough about taxes to do their own returns. If you have your own business, there's a lot of other things you need to think about.
But can't I just buy TurboTax and fill out my forms that way?
You were about a half a step ahead of me just now.
I'm always a half a step ahead of you. Otherwise, the show would be really boring. Everybody
right.
fall asleep.
Yes, I always say don't trust your taxes to something that doubles as a drink coaster, meaning a CD of a tax program.
That's good. I like that.
It doesn't know. It's not intuitive enough to ask all of the right questions. And I've had a number of clients over the years come to me who have gotten notices from IRS because they've missed something. And it's because TurboTax did not prompt them or didn't ask the right question. And for somebody in particular starting a business, I think they need to have their professional team, meaning their CPA and their attorney. They should stick to what they know and have the people who know what they know help them out with those particular parts.
Okay. Now, we've been talking about taxes and tax reform a lot on this show, and I talk about it in the public and on the radio and in the newspaper. What is your impression of what Congress just passed? They passed a tax bill that extends all of the legislation that was originally passed in the Bush administration back in 2001. They extended the tax rates and even enacted some favorable provisions for estate taxes. What's your impression of it? And number one, and number two, what would you advise clients with the new tax rates being in effect now that it's 2011? What would you advise them?
Yeah, my impression is it's about time they've decided what they were doing, because it's had everybody in this country in suspense for all year. I've been to a number of different continuing ed seminars with all sorts of various professionals, attorneys and CPAs, and everybody's been looking at each other, scratching their heads, going, how do we plan for our clients? How do we estate plan? How do we tax plan? And everybody has just been absolutely up in the air, not knowing what they need to do. So it's good to know that there's, answers at this point. And actually, I think it was an article that you had in Washington Business Journal talking about this. And one of CPA's mantras of deferring income and accelerating deductions has usually been a good year-end tax planning tool that
right.
CPAs have used with their clients. Before things were known what was going to happen, it was sort of almost the opposite, because if the Bush tax cuts ended and tax rates went up, deductions would be more beneficial next year than this year. So it would be the exact opposite.
Right.
Having that happen, or having things pretty much the same way that they have been this year, makes it a little bit kind of almost more the same or easier to plan for clients. So I've just had a couple of conversations over the last few days with clients about, do I need to do anything at the end of the year? And I'm like, yes, push off your income, accelerate your deductions. If you have any equipment that you could take a Section 179 expense deduction on to do that. And then there are some people who are looking like they're going to have some income, haven't thought about retirement yet. So looking to set up some retirement plans for them to sock some money away and get some tax benefits off of too.
Now it's 174 pages of legislative language I saw, and the committee reports are even longer. The Joint Tax Committee comes out with a report explaining everything, and I haven't had a chance to ferret through it. And it's by the time this show airs, it's in the middle of January. We're going to be advising our clients. I think the only question I have is, it's only a short-term fix. What do we do after the 2 years are up? What should Congress do? I mean, you're a CPA, you're a tax advisor. Do you have any advice for Congress?
It's tough, because there's a thin line between tax and politics, and I think this is
good
not
point.
Meant to be a political show. So I have to check my feelings about that at the door. As far as long-term planning, I guess maybe in about 18 months, we'll have to readdress things with clients and see, where things are going to be at that particular point. If some stuff is going to be sunsetting in another, 24 months, then we need to think of things,
So 18 months from now, it's going to get a little sticky again.
Right.
We're talking with Jay Reiner, CPA. Jay, if people want to get in touch with you, what is your phone number and what's your website? How do people find you?
The phone number is 703-755. 952-6192. The website, which has all of my contact information, is www.mycpaj.com, spelled out mycpaj.com.
Excellent. Thanks for being a special guest on Blueprint for Wealth.
Well, thanks so much. This has been a real kick.
All right. Well, and continue listening, listeners, because we've got many more special guests ahead. And please tune in to the Washington Business Journal once a month. I have my column, Blueprint for Wealth, on topics of tax, estate planning, and corporate law issues that you might find of interest to you. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you next week.